Melusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say,
Sawubona Melusi!
Ndatomfwe, chinja ye game, ikhosi.
Thank you.
Sure, Khosi, or whatever you are now.
Yeah, oh.
Sandawa, mfethu, mfethu, asingene mfethu lithini igama
lamhlanje. Intwala.
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 We're not here.
Intwala.
I know, right?
Intwala. Before you give us the meaning of Intwala, Darren Moore.
Oh, here we go.
When you hear Intwala in a conversation,
yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think to myself, you know, we are, you know, we're a multilingual show.
Yeah.
And we do broadcasts in English, in Zulu, and in Intwala.
Oh, horrible. That sounds.
Yes, when you find out the meaning of the word,
oh,
you're
going
to withdraw that.
I'm going to withdraw. On what basis?
Hey.
On what word?
Okay, help me out. Educate me. Itisha.
Intwala is a louse.
Oh, like.
Like lice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a
lice. Yes, but
one
singular
louse,
is
really
louse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Snap. Okay, I withdraw.
Oh.
Intwala.
Can yeah. I say, okay, let me just try and be, I need to get back to the, I need to actually get permission to be in this class.
You need to pass the year, you got 4 months left.
As a parent, the last thing you want your kids to get in their hair is Intwala.
That
so hard to get rid of, and then you've got to like boil everything that is linen anywhere in the house for like a week, and then you've got to comb and you use creams and there's muti, and then someone, it just one Intwala jumps to one other person, comes back the week later, and you have to start the whole process again. It is like it's a nightmare. If you can avoid Intwala at all costs, you must do it.
Mm.
Well done, Darren. And that is exactly where I was coming from as a parent, yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Before you carry on, Melusi, would you like to thank anyone, Darren?
Yes, I'd like to thank Melusi Shabalala, and I want to thank the Speaker of the House, Chair, and for all the party members for supporting me in this endeavor.
Okay, thank you.
Carry on. You have the floor.
Okay. Uma unezinwele, uyakwazi ukuthola intwala.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty obvious. If you don't have hair, you can't.
Mm.
I was trying to think of something. Just
yeah, no, it was pretty obvious. Yeah, okay.
So, Darren, cool. If you have hair, you can get lice.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I mean.
Can I use it?
Perfect.
Can I use it this way, Melusi? Every time I open... Every time I open my DMs on Instagram, gcwele intwala.
Ooh! Yeah. Oh dear!
Wow! Do they greet he?
Gcwele intwala, and you're irritating. People. No,
now, did you use that like as a simile, or did you like as name calling? Did you say the people are like intwala, or they are intwala?
Oh, teacher, how would you mark that?
He said they are Intwala. So metaphor, I think.
Yeah. So that's a bit harsh. I think that's a bit harsh. There's a lot of people we know who DM you, Sky.
But the ones that I'm talking about know who they are.
They know who they are.
Yeah.
And they think, Sky.
No. Yeah.
Ukuthi uqhuba Intwala ngewis. After what you've just said.
I have it.
Say again.
Pinda fokeri.
Uqhuba Intwala ngewis.
What does qhuba mean?
Qhuba is to drive or
push
or guide,
or guide
or push, or guide. So kuba intwala ngiwisa,
push a rope.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, okay.
So kuba intwala iwisa is a nobgiri.
Yeah,
nobgiri. So the expression means you're extremely disrespectful. You're so disrespectful that you heard lies with the nobgiri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, long story.
Wow. By the way, my Instagram lover, I'm just joking. I'm just using a sentence.
It's just language.
It's just language.
It's just language.
Oh,
it's easy. Don't catch feels.
It's for marks.
No. All right. Thank you, Melusi.
Oh, I know. Ngiyabonga.
So if you can use intwala in a sentence, send us a voice note on 061-792-9495.